From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sweltering temperatures in the eastern U.S. are expected to intensify today. National Weather Service forecaster Mike Eckert.
The heat will expand today and extend all the way from the Boston area down through New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, down into North Carolina and begin pushing westward. We should see some cities top the century mark this afternoon.
And Eckert says humidity will be on the rise as well, which will make the heat even more uncomfortable. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are some of the efforts being made to help people ride out the heat wave?
For one thing, Craig, cooling centers are open in cities throughout the Mid-Atlantic, and these are places where people can go to get something to drink, stay out of the hot sun, be in some air-conditioned environments. Officials are urging people to stay in the shade. Above all, make sure they have something to drink. And Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray, by the way, may be a poster boy for what the heat can do. He marched in five Independence Day parades over the weekend in 90-degree heat, and his next stop was the hospital for observation.
Paul, what about pets and children in this heat?
This is very important. Officials are urging parents not to leave children in closed automobiles for even a few minutes because that can be fatal for a child. Animal rights advocates are urging the same thing regarding pets, not even a few minutes in a closed car.
Thanks. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. Tar balls spotted on Texas beaches. That means oil from the spill in the Gulf of Mexico has now washed ashore in every state along the Gulf Coast. But NPR's David Shaper reports while the oil is spreading, most of the skimming vessels in the region are being forced to stay in port again today because of choppy seas and gusty winds.
Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski says he's alarmed by the finding of oily tar balls in his city's popular beaches. But he quickly adds that there's no reason to panic, and he says the water on the Galveston shore remains safe.
This is the good news. The system is working the way it should work. The water looks great today. Galveston County Health Office has issued a positive, the water's great, absolutely no bacteria, no ill effects in the water.
The area of the Gulf Coast now affected by oil from the still gushing blown out BP well now stretches 550 miles east to west from the Florida Panhandle to Galveston. David Shaper, NPR News.
The Postal Service announces proposed new rate increases today, the latest move in an effort to reduce massive losses. A key reason for those losses? New York resident David Sampson puts it this way.
The internet does it for you. You can email for free. So why pay money when you can email for free?
The current 44-cent first-class rate took effect a little over a year ago. Postmaster General John Potter has said several months ago that a rate hike will be necessary. Whatever he proposes, though, must be reviewed by the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission. This is NPR News from Washington. Queen Elizabeth arrives in New York City today. She'll speak at the United Nations, and she'll visit Ground Zero to pay tribute to the victims of the September 11th attacks. The Queen last spoke at the UN more than 50 years ago. The late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia will be laid to rest today in a private ceremony at a cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. He'll be buried next to his late wife, Irma. Byrd served half a century in the U.S. Senate. He died last week at the age of 92. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy is denying allegations that he received illegal campaign donations from the richest woman in that country. Anita Elash reports the charges come from a former accountant for Liliane Bettencourt, the elderly heiress of the L'Oreal cosmetics fortune.
The richest woman in France is being investigated for tax evasion. Sarkozy's labor minister, Eric Worth, has also been implicated for allegedly ignoring reports about Bettencourt's activities while he was finance minister. A former accountant for Bettencourt and her husband told the news website Mediapart that Sarkozy was one of a parade of conservative politicians who visited the Bettencourt mansion and received cash donations. She said the donations included $188,000 to finance Sarkozy's presidential campaign in 2007. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
The Dalai Lama turns 75 today. The exiled spiritual leader of Tibet has been cheered by hundreds of followers in the town in northern India where he's lived since he fled Chinese rule more than half a century ago. The Dalai Lama says even as he gets older, he finds that his religious studies give him strength, peace, and happiness. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.